The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Up top with it is Lundeen. Tries to drive into the middle of that zone. Cut off. Lost the dribble. Kicks it out to Nickel. Squares. Three. Up and in. Gabby Nickel with her first bucket of the ball game. In the backcourt, Nickel makes the steal. Nickel underneath, gets it to Kring, layup good, and we're tied.
Tonight, the Kennesaw Blue Devils host the Axtell Wildcats in their final tune-ups before Christmas. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
11 seconds here for Kennesaw to get another bucket. Off the floor with it will be Kimley. He's quickly up. They let him go, dishes it off. Stoker, layup is good. Too easy that time for Kennesaw.
Axtell is coming off a doubleheader sweep of Harvard last night, while Kennesaw is looking to defend their home court in their only action of the week. It's the Wildcats and the Blue Devils coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits sports director Doug Duda live from Kennesaw right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. It's time for Tuesday Night Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns from Kennesaw, where the Blue Devils welcome in the Axtell Wildcats. Of course, for a long time, both were members of the Fort Kearney Conference. Kennesaw now back in the Twin Valley Conference for the last handful of years, and getting a chance to meet here in their final games before the Christmas holiday break. Also going on tonight on our sister station, ESPN 1460 AM, the Kearney Catholic Stars are hosting Overton, just getting underway there at Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. Overton at Kearney Catholic tonight. And as always, both of the games can be heard online at FlatRiverPreps.com. That's FlatRiverPreps.com. Well, tonight you've got a girls matchup between two teams that have been hovering right around 500, trying to find a way to get some momentum into that second section of the season. As many coaches say, they like to break the season up into three sections when it comes to basketball, up to the Christmas holiday break, from Christmas to the conference tournament, and then you get into the conference and the districts, and for some teams, on to the state tournament. And that is how most of the coaches look at it. And for Axtell tonight, they come in with a record of 3-3, and for the Cats, they have defeated Pleasanton, Bertrand, and Harvard. They lost to Silver Lake, Overton, and then to Amherst in overtime. All very solid basketball teams for Kennesaw. Back-to-back wins against Shelton and Loup City. The other three losses are to teams that are 20-7 so far on the season: Blue Hill, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, Amherst, and Silver Lake. So we'll see how tonight's game pans out. Of course, in the boys' contest, Kennesaw off to a great start as they remain undefeated at 6-0, while Axtell, a winner last night over Harvard, to get to 3-3. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a minute on Classic Hits.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. Found the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's girls varsity action. Brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. The visitors tonight are the Lady Cats of Axtell. They'll go with number 13, 5 foot 5 inch junior in Laura Lundeen. Number 14 is a 5'5" junior, Gabby Nickel. Number 15, 5'8" senior is Jordan Miller. Number 21, 5'6" junior, Carly Prasoski. And number 32, 5'10" senior, Kaylee Becker. The Wildcats continue to be without Hannah Kring, who injured her ankle a couple of weeks back and is not suited here tonight. Head coach of the Axtell Lady Wildcats is Kelly Cooksley, assisted by Callie Arnold and Brian Becker. Axtell is 3-3 on the season. For the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils, number 14 is a 5'3" senior, Amanda Schumacher. Number 20, 5'4" senior, Lakin Haight. Number 30, 5'7" sophomore, Jordan Dassinger. Number 40, 5'4" senior, Kelly Mack. And number 44, 5'5" senior, Rochelle Steiner. Head coach of the Blue Devils is Jace Morgan, assisted by Chuck Rowe. Kennesaw is 2-4 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Kennesaw, after tonight, they will be taking part in the Lawrence Nelson Holiday Tournament, which is on the 28th and 29th, so that's Friday and Saturday next week. For Axtell, they will play on Thursday and Friday at their own tournament. And for the Wildcats, they will play Spalding Academy in opening round action. Girls at 4 next Thursday, the boys at 5:30. Blue Hill and Eustace Farnham play the early games at 1 and at 2:30. And again tonight, Overton taking on Kearney Catholic is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Well, unfortunately, it has been a very emotional week for a lot of the youth around the country, and it became more emotional yesterday for the Axtell Wildcats, who had to play last night against Harvard. A first-year teacher that a lot of people are just starting to hear about had a tragic loss of life yesterday at Axtell. They are still trying to determine what happened going down in an Axtell classroom, and before she could get to the hospital in Kearney, had passed away at just the age of 25, had a student taught at Blue Hill, was a graduate of Hastings College, and just a rough couple of days for the students at Axtell as they lost their English teacher right before the Christmas holiday break. So Axtell playing with some heavy hearts here the last couple of nights, and like kids so often do, they're resilient, and they will try their best to move on. But just, again, want to say that our thoughts and prayers are with the teacher's family and with all the folks at Axtell as they take the court here tonight. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It'll be Kennesaw and Axtell to tip it off in the girls' portion of our doubleheader tonight, and it's coming up in just a moment on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Kennesaw, Axtell. We'll be back after this timeout.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Kennesaw, where the hometown Blue Devils have the white jerseys and the blue trim. They'll move from right to left. The traveling purple and white trim for Axtell, they'll go from left to right. And as always, here at Kennesaw, they have the choir, the choral, do the national anthem, and they knock it out of the park once again. Kennesaw will have jumping center Rochelle Steiner, and for Axtell, Kaylee Becker will be jumping center. And the ball is in the air, and Axtell will win the opening tip as we get our varsity contest underway. Final doubleheader for us before Christmas. We'll be back on the air next Thursday at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, as well as the Amherst Holiday Tournament. Axtell working against the zone. They pack it in. The three-pointer is on the way, and it is no good. Put back up once, no good. Ball is saved inbounds by Kaylee Becker. Gets it to Lundeen. And then we're going to get a tie-up, it looks like, and they'll move the possession arrow. So Kennesaw will get the basketball. And checking out of the game, Catherine Sorensen. They had put her in there. Maybe something got missed in the book. So they take her out now right away. And Kennesaw will try to bring the ball up the floor. It's stolen away. And attacking the hoop is going to be Carly Prasoski. And we've got a foul. So we're just 30 seconds in. We've already had all kinds of action. And Carly Prasoski will go to the line here to shoot two. The first foul of the game will be on Lakin Haight. And the first free throw by Prasoski with those bright green shoes is up and in. So Axtell with the first point here of the evening. And a second free throw. The junior takes her time, spins it up there, and right through. 2-0. Axtell with the lead on a pair of free throws. They'll put the pressure on, and Kennesaw trying to break the press. Going to be called for the walk. So the Blue Devils going to have to handle the pressure. Obviously, that's been one of their Achilles heels all season long, and Axtell will throw it in. Laura Lundeen has the ball over the left wing to Gabby Nickel. Nickel up top that will go to Miller. Miller swings it on the right side to Lundeen as they pack that zone in, trying to trap the ball on the right wing. They go to the high post. Becker's there. 15-footer is in. Kaylee Becker knocks down the first field goal of the ball game, and Axtell is up by a score of 4-0. As Kennesaw breaks the press, and Playmack will slow it down, get it to Schumacher in the half-court offense. Nobody guards her, so she goes to the top of the key, fires the three. It is no good. Offensive rebound. Lakin Haight just throws it back up there, and it'll be grabbed by Carly Prasoski. Prasoski up the floor, all the way to the right-hand wing, stops and kicks it back out, thinking about the three. Lundeen got a hand on her face. They'll skip it over the left wing to Nickel. Nickel dribbles into the double team, gives it off there to Miller. Good ball movement, but the shot is going to be blocked. Getting a hand on it is Rochelle Steiner, and Kennesaw will come out of there with the basketball. 90 seconds into the game, 4-0, Axtell has jumped out early. Steiner brings it out top, Axtell playing man-to-man, gets it into the hands of Dassinger, to Mack on the right side. Prasoski pops it out of her hands, and a whistle for 3 seconds will be called on Kennesaw. So the Blue Devils having troubles here early on, getting some offense going. That's their third turnover. Kennesaw will set back in that zone, wait for Axtell to bring it into the front court. Lob it to the high post, Prasoski to the baseline. There's Becker, short jumper, put it up too strong. And the rebound ripped down by Kelly Mack. And even though Kelly stands at only 5'4", she usually gets a bunch of the boards for Kennesaw. Into the front court with Obie Schumacher. Crossover working there on Lundeen. Schumacher with pressure gets it to Mack. Prasoski went for the steal, didn't get it. Mack crossover, gets by Prasoski, brings it down to the paint, gives it off to Haight, short jumper, good. Lakin with the first bucket of the ball game for Kennesaw, and it's now 4-2. Kennesaw will slap some pressure on. Ball will get into the hands of Prasoski, long outlet pass across the timeline to Miller. Miller stops at the top of the key, swings it left side to Nickel. Nickel's 12-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Dassinger. Jordan will give it off to Schumacher, hustles it into the front court, right side to Mack. Mack drops it off there for Jordan. Dassinger trying to come off a screen, fighting through it is Axtell. Jumper from the free throw line by Mack, no good. Rebound is tipped out into the corner, run down by Gabby Nickel. And Axtell, trouble getting out of there, and the bounce pass is going to be knocked away and out of bounds. It will stay with Axtell. Kearney Catholic girls wasted no time putting Overton away 31-5 in the first quarter at the end of the first. that boys' game expected to be much closer than the girls' game tonight. Doubleheader was put together to play the boys' game, not necessarily the girls, and the Stars undefeated could be the best team in C1. Top of the key, before we get the shot away, another 3 seconds. Haven't seen more than one three-second call all year. We've seen two in 3 minutes so far here tonight. So that might be something to keep an eye on. Once you kind of get that three-second call, you start to see quite a few of them. Is the tendency you kind of got to change up what you do offensively or do something a little bit different than maybe you've done so far to start the year. As Kennesaw tries to drop it inside, the ball is deflected out of there, and Axtell comes away with the steal. Krasoski pushes the ball up the floor, right side of the key, leaves it off for a three-point attempt. Nickel, and Gabby hits it. Gabby Nickel with the first three-point bucket of the ball game, makes it 7-2. Axtell, Kennesaw breaks the timeline. Dassinger over on the right side. Schumacher's open, takes it in against Becker, and draws the blocking foul. That'll be the first foul on Kaylee Becker. And it will be the first foul on Axtell. At the line to shoot two will be Amanda Schumacher. And waiting for them to give her the ball. And they do, and the free throw is up and bouncing around, no good. Checking into the ball game for Kennesaw will be Brenna Schneider. And for Axtell will be Catherine Sorensen. Second free throw coming up now for Schumacher. Amanda's second free throw is good. So 1 of 2 makes it 7-3 Axtell. Midway through the first quarter of play, Axtell against the pressure, trying to dribble out of it as Laura Lundeen now throws over the top to Prasoski. They've got 2-on-1. Carly's bounce pass to the right side to Sorensen. 6-footer good. Catherine Sorensen makes it 9-3. Axtell by 6. Kennesaw breaks the press. Mack, long outlet pass, but was a little half-step slow getting it up there, trying to find Schneider. The ball stolen away by Lundeen. Lundeen will bring it up the floor, give it to Sorensen in the corner. 15-foot jumper is no good. And on the rebound and over the back, foul going to be called on Kennesaw. Jordan Dassinger will be called for the foul. And that will be her first as Jordan Miller gets the rebound. Three-pointer off the inbounds pass is off the front of the iron by Lundeen. No good. And the rebound brought down by Schneider. Brenna hands the ball off to Lakin Haight. Haight comes across the timeline, works to the left side of the key, all the way to the baseline. Nobody stops her. She goes to the glass, scoops it up, and scores. Haight has both buckets here for the Blue Devils. 9-5 Axtell, 3:10 to go here in quarter number one. Prasoski brings it to the other end, dishes it off to Sorensen. Short jump on the baseline, no good. And they'll give the ball to Axtell as it's slapped out of bounds. Re-entering the game, Kaylee Becker for Axtell. And for Kennesaw, here comes Kelly Jaski. And Jaski back into the ball game. Saw these girls play Loup City earlier this year. She did a good job in that ball game as a freshman. We saw Axtell play Silver Lake. Here's a three-pointer on the inbound by Lundeen. No good. Running it down to the corner is Sorensen. Needs some help. Kicks it out to Prasoski. 16-footer, no good. What a save on a rebound by Laura Lundeen. Throws it back over her head. Gives it to Miller. And they'll reset the offense. Prasoski, top of the circle. Over to Sorensen, right back to Carly. Bounce pass on the low block. Becker draws the double team, and it's going to be fouled. Brenna Schneider just slapped her right on the arm. And two free throws coming up here for Becker, who hit a bucket earlier in the quarter. This will be the first free throw for Becker in the ballgame. And the first free throw on the way, and it is in and out, no good. Kind of a quiet gymnasium here at Kennesaw. Usually you get this place going, it's pretty good acoustics, and it will get loud. But pretty quiet right now. Everybody thinking about the Christmas shopping they don't have done. Second free throw now, on the way by Becker, and it's off the front of the iron and no good. Rebound yanked down by Jaski, and here comes Kennesaw. Over to Kelly Mack, walks it across the timeline. Guarded by Prasoski and the Axtell man-to-man. Gives it off to Schneider. Schneider at the top of the circle. Swings it over the right side to Dassinger. Jordan holds the ball. Right elbow. Gets the jumper on the way. In and out that time by Jaski on the turnaround jumper. Good. Offensive rebound. Schumacher had it for a minute. Now we're going to have a jump ball. And the arrow will point the way of Axtell. Checking in for Kennesaw, Jennifer Peschick. and checking out Kelly Mack. 2:20 to go, first quarter, and it remains Axtell 9 and Kennesaw 5 here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Breaking the press, Prasoski dumps it underneath to Sorensen, who lays it up and in. Sorensen with her second bucket extends the lead back to 6 at 11-5. Cassier dribbles across the timeline around 1, around 2, and Becker just got in her way and commits her second foul. She's got both fouls now called on Axtell. She'll come out, and Jordan Miller will check in. Kennesaw will take it out on the far sideline with Pesek to throw it in front of the Kennesaw fans. And her bounce pass goes 2 feet inbounds right into the hands of Laura Lundeen. And Lundeen will bring the ball up the floor, drive the paint, dish it off. Another jumper up and in by Sorensen. So Catherine has been the benefactor of some very nice passes. And a timeout going to be called here by Kennesaw. 1:46 to go in the first quarter of play. It is 13-5. Axtell with the lead. We'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Well, timeout on the floor taken by Kennesaw. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for a Little Caesars Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and at a concession stand near you. 1:46 remains here in the first quarter, and Axtell has jumped out to an 8-point lead at 13-5. Kennesaw with a basketball. They get it to Schumacher, drives hard to the right wing, kicks it out to Haight for the three, and hits it. Lakin has 7 of her team's 8 points here in the first quarter, and it's 13-8. Axtell up the floor with it. Brings it down the middle of the floor. It's going to be Lundeen. Swings it off on the right side to Miller. Back up top to Nickel. Nickel hands it to Lundeen. Laura, one dribble to the left hand. Kicks it back out top. Reverse it right side for a 3-point attempt by Nickel. It's too strong. Backside rebound is grabbed there by Chesky. And a foul in the backcourt on Axtell trying to make the steal. It's going to go against Laura Lundeen. That'll be her first and the team's third foul. So Kennesaw gets the ball back and looking to climb closer on this possession. And the inbounds pass into the hands of Schumacher. Schumacher throws it away, and that's the 7th turnover. We get a tie-up, players to the floor, and the arrow points the way of Kennesaw. So Kennesaw gets it right back on the jump ball. 3 turnovers for Axtell, 7 for Kennesaw. Still a minute to go here in the first quarter of play. Kennesaw, nice job to break the press. The bounce pass to Haight. They've got a 2-on-2. Dasker brings it in around the defender. And they wave off the bucket on a charge. Oh, my. Oh, my. That should have been a 3-point play for Kennesaw. Oh, that is a momentum killer. That is just a tough call that went against Axtell right there. That is the 2nd foul on Dassinger, who did exactly what you're supposed to do. And instead, Axtell will get the ball. And at the other end, another foul called on Kennesaw. And that's going to go on Kelsey Chesky. And that'll be her first. And that's now 5 fouls on Kennesaw in the first quarter. And Mack will check out. 43 seconds to go in the first quarter. Axtell will get the basketball. Swing it over on the right side to Gabby Nickel. Nickel, bounce pass to the high post, gets to Prasoski, steps through, wide open, thinking about the three, taking all day to shoot it, and banking it in is Jordan Miller. She acted like she didn't want to shoot the three, and she stood there all day, and finally, nobody came over, so she fires it up and in. The lead is 8. Throwing over the top of the press, it's a 2-on-none. Back has the open shot and scores. And a timeout now by Axtell. Mack putting the bumper, bucket down for her first bucket, and Coach Cooksley was not happy with what happened there. Called a timeout with what is there 13 seconds left to go here in the first quarter of play. Just a 30-second timeout. where sometimes the emotions kind of grab you at the wrong time, but it's 16-10 in favor of Axtell. And Kennesaw doing what you're supposed to do when you break that press. Don't look back and attack it. A great job that time to throw it over the top and get the bucket. So now Axtell will have 15 seconds here in the first quarter to get a shot away and try and finish on a positive note. 16 points in the first quarter. That's above Axtell's average as they get the ball in to Laura Lundeen into the front court quickly to Nickel. 10 seconds for Sosky, top of the key, over to Miller. 8 seconds back over to Nickel. Nickel looking inside, nothing there. 4 seconds, back out Nickel. Bounce pass underneath. Prasoski has her shot blocked by Dassinger at the buzzer, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. After one, Axtell 16 and Kennesaw 13. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Control more insects than any other trait stack with AgriSure Viptera 3111. The AgriSure Viptera 3111 trait stack from Syngenta Seeds delivers breakthrough control over corn earworm, black cutworm, and 12 other corn pests. Control of the broadest spectrum of above and below ground insects is ready for your fields today. Contact Brent Woodman, your local independent Golden Harvest dealer, for this and other cutting-edge seed technologies. Brent and Sarah wish all the Blue Devil athletes good luck.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Kennesaw, where the first quarter has come to an end, and Axtell leading Kennesaw by a score of 16-10. Each team had 6 rebounds in the first quarter. Axtell was 2-4 from the free throw line and 2-5 from three-point land. Kennesaw was 1-2 from three-point land and from the free throw line. 7 turnovers for Kennesaw and 3 for Axtell. Axtell will get the ball, start the second quarter of play. As they move the ball around the perimeter here, Catherine Sorensen leads the team with 6 points, and it's going to be stripped away at the top of the key. Turnover number 4 for Axtell. Kelly Mack goes up top to Jasky. Left-hander puts up the 3-pointer from the top of the circle. It's no good. Rebound yanked down by Carly Prasoski. Prasoski will push the ball up the floor all the way to the free throw line, stop and give it off there to Nickel. Nickel passes on the shot, swings it over the left wing. Mack knocks it away, and out of bounds it goes. We told you that Sorensen led the way with Axtell 6 points for Kennesaw. Lake and Haight has 7 of their 10 in the first quarter of play. Glad you're along with us. As always, want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports here as part of our final doubleheader before Christmas. Right baseline, Gabby Nickel. Nickel trying to get out of there with it. They're going to call her for a travel. That'll be the 5th turnover on Axtell, who has turned it over on their first 2 possessions here of the second quarter. That'll allow them to put on full court pressure. Dassinger with it, finds the cutter. Schumacher across the timeline, 3-on-2, stops and walked. Yeah, she wanted to make a pass, and that pivot foot just moved a little bit. And a turnover for Kennesaw. Coming up at the half, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll preview the boys' game for you. Look at the first half stat of our girls' game. And a little bit more as the left elbow Sorensen has it. Back out to Miller. Miller to the free throw line. Jumper rolls off the rim, no good. Dassinger brings down the rebound. Number 2 for her, for Kennesaw. And again, Axtell tonight without Hannah Kring for another game, still trying to recover from the ankle injury. Right now, Dassinger with it for Kennesaw. Played 90 seconds here in quarter number 2. No points have been scored. Jasky from 17 all the way down and back out. Dassinger gets the rebound and she's fouled on the putback. Jordan will go to the line and shoot 2. Foul on Axtell. Will go on Sorensen. No, on Prasoski, her first. And that'll be the 4th foul on Axtell. At the free throw line will be the sophomore, Jordan Dassinger. And the first free throw is on the way and in. Re-entering the game for Axtell will be Laura Lundeen. And checking in for Kennesaw, Rochelle Steiner and Brenna Schneider. staying out there will be Mack and Haight, and at the line, Dassinger. Second free throw now for Jordan is on the way, and it too is good. First 2 points of the game for Jordan, and it's 16-12. The 8-point lead cut in half to 4. As Axtell pushes it up the floor with Lundeen. Over to Nickel on the right wing. Deep in the corner to Kaylee Becker, who has a couple of fouls. Dribbles into the triple team and kicks it back out for a three-pointer by Miller. It's no good. Rebound to Kelly Mack. Second board for Mack, and here comes Kennesaw. Can make it a one-possession game. Out around midcourt, Lakin Haight. She just has it picked right out of her pocket there. And then Haight commits the foul as Gabby Nickel is headed up the floor. Lakin with her second personal foul. And it is the seventh team foul, it looks like. Is that what they're telling us? No, it's just the sixth. So they'll take it out on the side. And waiting to put some substitutes into the ball game. Checking in is going to be Brielle Schneider, another freshman here for Coach Jace Morgan. And checking out is going to be Lakin Haight. Axtell ball, inbound top of the circle, faking the three, Lundeen. Gives it over the left wing to Prasoski, into the corner to Becker. Becker has it knocked away by Mack, but Kaylee gets it, and they'll reset it. Up top to Miller. Back to the left wing, again to Prasoski. Outside the arc, trying to pop Becker open in the paint. Driving in is going to be Lundeen. Kicks it back out, and there's another three-second call. Six turnover for Axtell. Three already here in this quarter, with 5:41 to go in the second. 16-12. Inbounds pass for Kennesaw, finds Schneider, and a foul in the backcourt. Going to be called on Kaylee Becker, and that is her third. A place you do not want your post player on the press with two fouls is in the backcourt. And now she'll be on the bench, presumably for the rest of the half. And that is the fifth team foul, so Kennesaw will take it out just behind midcourt. Get it into Schneider. Schneider swings it over to Chasky, and running right into her is Sorensen. First foul on Sorensen, sixth team foul. Kennesaw will take it out again. And throwing it in again to Schneider, to Chasky, who underneath Mack is there. Good pass to her. She is cut off on the baseline, though, by Prasoski, and a good decision to kick it back out top. Gives it to Schumacher. Over for a three is Schneider. It is no good. Rebound to Brenna Schneider. Brielle and Brenna both in there right now. And it is Kennesaw basketball. Down by 4, 16-12. Shot going to be blocked up top by Laura Lundeen. And the loose ball is picked up by Axtell and then thrown out of bounds on the outlet. Axtell with their seventh turnover here. And when you turn it over, the ball shouldn't go directly to your coach. Because it doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter if you're Mike Krzyzewski or Bobby Knight or Kelly Cooksley or a junior high coach. They're not going to like it when you've been turning the ball over and you do it again. So Axel's just got to settle down here after they had a good first quarter. And there's another foul. This one on Sorensen trying to deny the baseline that time to Kennesaw's Jordan Dassinger. That's two on Sorensen, and that brings us to a 1-1 on each side now. Dassinger has the only 2 points of the quarter for either team, and we've played 3 minutes, and those were on a pair of made free throws. So the front end of the 1-1 now, and the sophomore right through there. Kearney Catholic and Overton currently airing on ESPN Radio, 1460 and 1550. Lady Stars up huge after one quarter. Second free throw up, and it is in. So four free throws to cut the lead to two, 16-14 Axtell. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Up the floor come the Wildcats to Miller, to Nickel. Now back to Miller. Trying to throw it inside. The ball deflected and another steal made. And Axtell having the same problems that Kennesaw had in the first quarter. Team that's not turning it over seems to be doing a little better offensively, which would only make sense. Chasky gives it off to Dassinger on the right wing, getting a little closer. They're not spreading it out as far as they were earlier. Dribble drive, get those fouls. That seems to be working. Down to the low block, Dassinger spins towards the hoop. Cut off, ball knocked away. In there is Kit Wells. And a double dribble is called in the paint on Kennesaw. So their 10th turnover. 4:23 to go here in the first half. And Axtell needs to find a way to get some points on the board. Still scoreless here in the quarter. Up top, Kit Wells with it. The sophomore dribbles to the right wing. Kennesaw puts the pressure on with Haight. Swings it over the left side. Lundeen with a left-hand dribble. Spins, gets away from Schumacher, but nowhere to go. Throws it back up top to Wells. Wells dribbles to the right side of the key, dumps it into the corner, faking the three as Nickel tries the baseline. The runner from 12 is going to come up short, and the rebound brought down by Mack. Mack wants to run, but the numbers aren't there. Gives it off to Schumacher. She'll bring it across the timeline, slow it up there. Bucket ties his ball game for Kennesaw, who was down by 8. Tried to skip past it over the top of the defense. It's a beauty. Haight then leaves it off for Dassinger. The four-footer is in and out. Didn't want to go in. And then the ball punched out of bounds, and we're going to get a foul off the rebound by Jordan Miller. And for Dassinger, that'll be her third foul. So she has 3, Haight has 2, Braxtell, Becker has 3, and Sorensen has 2. And at the line to shoot the 1-1, Jordan Miller has hit a 3-point bucket for her total in the ball game. Braxtell looking for their first point of the second quarter. And they won't get it yet. The free throw is no good. We get a jump ball between Prasoski and Rochelle Steiner. And the arrow points the way of Kennesaw. 3:33 to go here in the second quarter. 16-14. Had all kinds of scoring in the first quarter. And now 0 field goals in the second. Just 4 free throws for Kennesaw. Haight with it at the top of the circle. Prasoski not sure who to cover, so she takes her. Gives it over to Steiner. 15-footer. Off the iron, no good. Rebound yanked down by Prasoski. That'll be her 4th. Across the timeline, she comes down the middle of the floor. Keeps dribbling to the right elbow. Turns, kicks it out to Lundeen. Laura for 3, and it's good. Lundeen with her first bucket of the basketball game, and that breaks the 5-minute scoring drought for Axtell, 19-14. As Schumacher brings it up the floor, dishes it off to Haight. Lakin's 3-pointer partially blocked, but it goes right into the hands of a Kennesaw player underneath, and that is Steiner, who is fouled. At the line, the foul on Kit Wells, by the way, will be Steiner to shoot 2. Rochelle looking for her first points of the evening, puts it up and in. Checking back in, Jennifer Peschick here for Kennesaw. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Second free throw now for Steiner. And Rochelle up and in. Better be careful. She came across that free throw line. They let it go. But next time they won't. All 6 points here in the quarter from the free throw line for Kennesaw as they settle into that 2-1-2 zone. Moving the ball around the perimeter here to Prasoski on the low block. Doesn't even look inside. Throws it back up top to Lundeen. Lundeen drives into the paint. Double team. Knocked out of her hands by Steiner. And Kennesaw is able to save it before it goes out of bounds. Up the floor is going to be Chasky. Stops on the left wing and tries to throw it in the paint and threw it to the wrong uniform. So the teams exchange turnovers. Here's Prasoski. And her outlet pass is knocked away from Kitwells and out of bounds. Staying with the Wildcats. 19-16 Axtell. 2:22 to go here in quarter number 2. Axtell to throw it in with Jordan Miller. Miller on the short side, low block to Prasoski. Little 3-gal game, back to Prasoski on the low block. Backs in, turnaround jumper won't go. And the rebound brought down by Mack. Mack will give it off to Schumacher. A 3 will tie this game here for Kennesaw. Bounce pass over on the right wing to Peschick. Jennifer back up top to Steiner. Rochelle holds the ball to Mack on the left wing. They clear that lane. Tries to drive on Wells. Ball tipped into the hands of Steiner. Rochelle into the paint. Kicks it off to Mack. Now Kelly tries to get a shot away. Can't. Back out Schumacher. 16-footer. Too strong. Ball is tipped into the hands of Esky. And a second chance here, but they throw it away. Steal is made by Prasoski. And a timeout going to be called by Axtell. 1:42 to go in the first half of play. Axtell 19. Kennesaw 16. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
1:42 to go here in the first half of play. Axtell using their second timeout, trying to find a way to finish on a flurry here. They are still looking for their first two-point bucket of the quarter. They've scored 3 points on a three-pointer. Kennesaw 6 of 6 at the line for their 6 points in the quarter. 19-16 Axtell. They've got the ball against the zone defense here. Just making a pass, trying to get closer every time to Miller in the paint. She'll force the jumper. It's no good. Ball is saved in that time by Kit Wells. And a foul called. We'll send Axtell to the line. Kennesaw thought that they were able to box everybody out. They were just going to let it bounce out of bounds. And Wells came flying through there, got it to Lundeen. And Lundeen fouled on the shot. She'll get two. And the first free throw for Laura Lundeen, 5'5 junior, is on the way and good. 20-16 Axtell. 1 week before Christmas. Hope your holiday is going well and you can enjoy plenty of time with your family and friends as the second free throw is up and it is in. Laura Lundeen now takes the lead back out to 5. 21-16. Kennesaw had a chance to tie it at 16-14, but still can't find a field goal here in the second quarter. But it is Steiner, forced out of the left wing, dumps it down the corner to Schumacher. Axtell extending that defense a little bit better here. Hands it off to Mack. Mack dribbling out between the circles. Back to the weak side, and there's a good move by Haight. Oh, they're going to call travel, though. Lakin left her defender, and the travel will be called. 6 turnovers in the quarter for each team. And Axtell will throw it in. Lundeen will trot the ball across the timeline as Kennesaw waits in the 2-on-2 zone. Gives it off to Nickel. Up top, Haight got a finger on it, but couldn't get the steal clean. So Nickel will drive to the right wing, up high to Miller, and the cutter Wells. The ball goes behind her and out of bounds. The play was there. The pass was just behind Kit Wells and back over to Kennesaw. So 3-3 Axtell, 2-4 Kennesaw. As their young seasons have went, so has tonight. Kind of a roller coaster ride. 35 seconds to go as it's Chasky up top with it. Left-hand dribble, not afraid. Drives, kicks it back out to Mack. Mack into the lane, will kick it out on the right side to Haight. Kennesaw's got to get a shot away eventually here. Knocked out of Mack's hands by Wells. She gets it back down to 18 seconds. Inside Schumacher. She takes a tough jumper. No good. Rebound brought down by Jordan Miller. Here comes Axtell with 10 seconds to go. Wells, bounce pass. Ends up in the hands of Prasoski. Throws it over to Nickel with 5. She'll put up the 15-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Rochelle Steiner. And that's the end of the first half of play. It's the Axtell Lady Wildcats, 21, and the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils, 16. Coming up, the look at the first half stats and a preview of tonight's boys game, plus an update on Kearney Catholic Overton. It's all part of the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and it's coming your way in a minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. I want to say a big thank you to Athletic Director Craig Schnitzler and all the fine folks here in Blue Devil Land for their hospitality. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it is 21-16 in favor of Axtell. We'll look at the numbers here in just a little bit. A reminder that there is basketball going on ESPN 1460 tonight. Overton is at Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic, as expected, dominating the girls' game 58-15 midway through the third quarter of play. The boys' game should be closer. Both teams are or have been in and out of the rankings. And so that game will be coming up at about 7:45 tonight on ESPN. Of course, we've got a doubleheader for you here as well. Kennesaw will be the boys' favorite as they are undefeated, taking on an Axtell ball club that really has played either teams that haven't won a ball game or they have played teams that haven't lost a ball game, it seems, for Axtell this year. Their losses have come to Bertrand, who's 6-1 and suffered their first loss of the year last night to Ravenna. Bertrand did. They have one loss. They have also lost to Overton, whose only loss is to Arapahoe. And they lost to Amherst, who is a very good 5-2 D2 team. Their wins over Pleasanton and Harvard, looking for wins, and then a solid win over Silver Lake when we saw Axtell earlier this season. They're going to need that kind of an effort here tonight if they want to compete and have a chance to win at Kennesaw. For Kennesaw, coming off that solid football season, they've got some very good players. They've got some guys that can do a little bit of everything. It's not just Tyler Schnitzler. They've got Kimley. They've got Bender. They've got Stoker. They've got some presence inside. They can put some pressure on you. We saw them play Loup City earlier this month. And Loup City, a really good ball club. But their guards, their point guards, one was out. The other one had his right hand, his main hand, wrapped up. And it was hard for him to handle the ball. And Kennesaw really kind of took advantage of that, pressured the ball. And so Axtell is going to have to be able to handle that pressure tonight. And their guards will have to do a good job against Kennesaw to have a chance in the ball game here this evening. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
Tis the season to get in the game at the new Dunham Sports in Hastings. From golf to football, camping to hunting, exercise to running, Dunham's has what every sports lover on your list is hoping for. You'll find all the big name brands for footwear and apparel from Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Under Armour, and many more at spectacular prices. Even more savings when you sign up for Dunham's Rewards. Make Dunham Sports your one-stop shop this holiday season on North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's!
The Kennesaw Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store. The Kennesaw Market is your hometown grocer, stocking sure fine and sure fresh products. The Kennesaw Market also has a dining area, serving daily lunch specials, dine-in or carry-out, catering too. The Kennesaw Market is open from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. They appreciate your business at the Kennesaw Market, 210 North Smith Avenue in Kennesaw. The Kennesaw Market is a proud supporter of all the Kennesaw athletes, teams, and coaches.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9 and Flat River Preps. com. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our girls' game. Starting with Kennesaw, Brenna Schneider has 2 rebounds. Amanda Schumacher has 1 point and 1 rebound. Lakin Haint leads the way with 7 points all in the first quarter. She has a rebound. Jordan Dassinger is 4-4 at the line for her 4 points. She's got 3 rebounds and a blocked shot. Kelly Mack, 2 points, 4 rebounds to lead the team there. Kelsey Jasky has 3 rebounds, and Rochelle Steiner, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 6 rebounds in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, and all 6 of their points were at the line in the second quarter where they went 6-6. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second, and turnovers for Kennesaw, 7 in the first quarter, 6 in the second. Foul situation, 2 on Lake and Haight, 3 on Jordan Dassinger. Kennesaw, 10 points in the first quarter, 6 in the second, all on free throws. And at the half, 16 points, 17 rebounds, 7 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 13 turnovers for the Lady Blue Devils of Kennesaw. We'll be back and look at the first half numbers for Axtell right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency, and you, your winning combination.
Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for Axtell on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Kit Wells has one rebound. Laura Lundeen scored her entire team's offensive output in the second quarter, which was 5 points. She also has a rebound and a block. Gabby Nicholas hit a three-point bucket and a rebound. Jordan Miller has hit a three-point bucket, 3 rebounds. Carly Prasowski, 2 points on 2 free throws. She has 4 rebounds to lead the team. Catherine Sorensen has a team-high 6 points and 1 rebound. And Kaylee Becker, who got into some foul trouble, 2 points and 1 rebound. 6 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting 2 of 4 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting 2 of 5 in the first and 1 of 2 in the second. Turnovers 3 in the first and 7 in the second. Foul situation, 2 on Catherine Sorensen, 3 on Kaylee Becker. So each team has 1 player with 3 fouls at halftime. Becker for Axtell and Dassinger for Kennesaw. Axtell had 16 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second, 21 points, 12 rebounds, 4 out of 7 from the free throw line, 3 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 10 turnovers. And at the half, 3-3 Axtell leads 2-4 Kennesaw by a score of 21-16. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with second half basketball action in a moment. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Keene, Kennesaw.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
We're back here at Kennesaw, ready for the second half of play. And as always, I want to thank you for listening tonight, whether it's on the airwaves here on Classic Hits 98.9 or online at FlatRiverPreps.com. The third quarter will begin with Axtell taking the basketball over, and you've got to think Axtell has got to keep Becker in that game. Even though she only had 2 points, she gives them a little bit more in the post, and it really slowed down their offense because they couldn't get the ball inside at all in that second quarter, even if Becker's just there to kick it back out. Still a 2-1-2 zone by Kennesaw. Left elbow to Prasowski. Top of the key, Nickel fakes the three, drives in, has it knocked away. Schumacher comes out of there with it. Here comes Amanda to the other end, tries to leave it off, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Who's it off of? And neither official really made a signal. And finally, they're going to say it stays here with Kennesaw. So to throw it into Schumacher, underneath their own hoop. Looks backside, gets it into Dassinger, backs in, can't get the shot away. Ball is deflected, and it's loose, and it's out of bounds off of Kennesaw. So Axtell will take it over in the backcourt. Each team turns it over on their opening possession. And the Wildcats bring it across the timeline with Laura Lundeen. Lundeen swings it over the right wing to Nickel. Back up top to Miller. Same starting five in there for both teams. Rusoski to the right-hand corner. Nickel passes up on the three, gives it back out to Miller. Not a lot of movement without the ball right now, but they do get it into Becker. And there you go. Low block, turns around, lays it up and in. Becker with the bucket. That's the first two-point bucket for Axtell since the first quarter, and they still lead 23-16. Their biggest lead was 8 in the first half. Kennesaw has never led. Steiner gets it to Mack. They're in a little trouble in the left-hand corner. Finally clear it out of there to Dassinger. Jordan, crossover dribble, doesn't go anywhere, though, and gets it to Schumacher. That man-to-man defense a little tougher, a little tighter for Axtell. Mack puts up the long-range jumper. It's no good. And Becker will get her second rebound. Waits for the traffic to clear out. Fires it to Nickel and brings it across the timeline right wing. Back between the circles, they'll get it to Miller. And Nickel. Nickel dribbles inside the arc. Stops. Gets it down the low block to Prasoski. Kicks it out. Here's a 17-footer for Lundeen. It's too strong. Offensive rebound pulled down by Nickel. Nickel has to kick it out to Prasoski. And there's a 3-second call. Well, wait. One ref was going to call a foul, and another ref was going to call 3 seconds, and 3 seconds was the call on Axtell. And it looks like Rochelle Steiner might have got a little cut out there or a nosebleed. She's got to come out of the ball game. There's no timeout on the floor, so the girls will run back out there with 6:17 to go in this second quarter. They put that full court pressure on. Kennesaw had trouble with it early on, and they have trouble with it here, but it is tapped out of bounds by Laura Lundeen. Brenna Schneider has come in for Kennesaw. She came in for Steiner. We got scraped on the nose there. We're taking a look at it to make sure she's okay. Kennesaw ball here, looking for their first field goal since the first quarter. The jumper Schumacher is no good. Rebound brought down by Prasoski. Had a foul in the backcourt. Both teams got off to a pretty good start in the first quarter. It was 16-10 at the end of one, and since then it has been a major struggle to find a bucket. Foul was called on Brenna Schneider, her second. First foul of the half on either team. And Prasoski loses her balance at the other end and another travel. Axtell, 3 turnovers here so far in the third quarter. And Kennesaw will inbound it down by 7. Again, Kennesaw heads to the Lawrence Nelson Holiday Tournament. Axtell has their own tournament next week. Axtell's is on Thursday and Friday. Kennesaw's is on Friday and Saturday. And Kennesaw overthrows the intended target in Lake and Haight. So whatever the changes were that Coach Cooksley and Coach Morgan were trying to make at halftime, they haven't been able to implement them because the passing is not on the mark. Exchanged a bunch of turnovers already, and Axtell will try and break the streak. Lundeen looks at the three, dumps it into the corner to Nickel, right back out to Laura, overload to the left side. Top of the key to Miller, reverse it right side into the corner. 18-footer is on the way by Nickel, no good. Offensive rebound for Soski, and traffic lays it back up and in. Charlie with her 6th rebound and her first bucket to go along with a pair of free throws, and Axtell now leads it by 9, 25-16. Haight on the right side. She's got 7 of her team's 16 points, but they've got her double-teamed, so she'll have to throw it off a leg in the corner. It bounces out of bounds and stays with Kennesaw. Good defense, good reaction there by Kennesaw, who has 4 timeouts remaining and is scoreless here in the first 3 minutes. And the frustrating part is doesn't have a field goal since the end of the first quarter. Try to change it. Schumacher's 3 is too strong. Long rebound is run down all the way out of the right wing by Lundeen. And here comes Axtell on the run. Collision at the other end. Kick it out to Miller for 3. It's off the front of the iron and no good. And the rebound brought down by Kelly Mack. Mack up the floor. Doesn't have numbers. Dishes it off to Schneider. Up top. Haight for three, no good, and a jump ball on the rebound between Brenda Schneider and Jordan Miller. The arrow will point the way of Kennesaw, and here comes Jaskey and Steiner back into the ball game for the Blue Devils. 4:33 to go, third quarter, 25-16 Axtell. Mack gets into the right-hand corner. Takes it out top to Jaskey. Over to Schumacher, catching fire off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Prasoski, who has three in the quarter and seven in the game. Carly wants to go coast to coast. Stops on the right side of the paint. The ball is knocked out of her hands. It's loose. Schumacher picks it up. Schumacher one-on-one to the other end. The layup, no good. And then on the rebound, a foul is called. And if it's on Dassinger, it will be her fourth. And that is the case. Jordan, her fourth foul, and immediately Haight pops up off the bench, subs for her. Sorensen now checks in for Axtell. And Prasoski will come out after a good start to the second half for Carly with a bucket and three rebounds. Axtell back on offense here. 25-16. Leading it by nine. Midway through the third quarter. Left-hand corner is Gabby Nickel. Nickel back out on the wing to Miller. Jordan looking inside. Nothing there. Back out. Nickel left-hand corner. They're trying to post up Sorensen. Throw over the top of the zone. In the paint, a foul is going to be called as Laura Lundeen was taking it up for the shot. And the foul is going to be called on Rochelle Steiner. That'll be her first, the team's third. And at the line will be Laura Lundeen. But first, a timeout on the floor by Axtell. 3:51 to go in the third quarter of play, 25-16. Axtell leading Kennesaw here on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Well, Axtell, using the timeout, they'll have two remaining. They'll both be full-length timeouts here for Coach Cooksley, who's trying to have a winning record going into the holiday break. 3:51 to go here in the third quarter. Axtell on top 25-16 with a two-shot foul coming up for Laura Lundeen. And Lundeen toes the line, gets that first free throw on the way, and it is going to hit the front of the rim, no good. Lundeen had made her first two free throws in the second quarter. So now 2 of 3 at the line. One more coming. And Lundeen's second free throw is up. And that two hit the front of the rim. And Kelly Mack will grab her sixth rebound. Give it off to Haight. Haight, long outlet pass, trying to get it to Steiner. And Becker steps in front and makes the steal. 2-on-2 the other way. Nickel stops. One dribble. Back out to the trailer. Becker. Becker works the right elbow, out for three, on the way, it's short that time, and a rebound brought down by Jaskey, and she's fouled. Three-point shooting for Axtell, they have made enough to keep firing them, they're 3 of 9, Kennesaw is 1 of 6. The foul here is going to be called on Sorensen of the Wildcats, that'll be her third, first foul of the second half on Axtell. Kennesaw ball, and they'll be picked up at midcourt. Throw it across the timeline. Ball deflected. Schumacher got it back. Now Schumacher has a seam. Drives in. Kicks it back out to Lincoln Haight. Haight with a left-hand dribble. Double team. Swings it over to Mack. Mack needs to find a way to get her involved. The ball's kicked out of bounds off of Sorensen of the Wildcats. Again, Kennesaw, 10 points in the first quarter. And in the last 13, they picked up 6 free throws. No field goals since the end of the first quarter of play. Re-entering the ball game for Axtell will be Jordan Miller. And Sorensen will check out. And also Kit Wells is going to check in. And Gabby Nickel will check out. So Kennesaw ball in the front court with Jaskey to throw it in. And she'll fire it in strong to Lakin Haight. Haight swings it over to Schumacher. Quick three is on the way. It just won't go. And trying to get her own rebound. Can't quite rip it out of the hands of Laura Lundeen. And here come the Wildcats of Axtell with Miller. Miller drives, dishes it underneath to Becker. Short turnaround jumper up and in. Kaylee with 6 points now in a basketball game, and the lead is 11 at 27-16 with 2:45 to go in quarter number three. On the wing with it is Steiner. Rochelle up top, Shoemaker drives in, lost her balance, but still threw it up and in. And if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Schumacher with the first field goal for Kennesaw since the first quarter. A drought of 13 and a half minutes. 27-18. They can just warm up, get any kind of a run going. They're back in the ball game and trying to lob it into Becker. They overthrow her, and it's stolen away. Schumacher rings it up. Last one to cross the timeline. She has the ball to the right wing to Mack. Up top to Chesky. Pulls the ball above her head, looking inside, trying to find Steiner, but she's double-teamed. Swing it over to Jeske, right wing, jumper up and in. Back-to-back possessions. Isn't that the way it goes? 13 minutes without a bucket, you hit 2 and 30. 27-20. Axtell with the lead under 2 minutes to go here, third quarter. Kit Wells between the circles to Lundeen. Being very patient, Axtell is right now. Wells and Miller playing catch. Miller's open for three. She'll fire it and hit it. Jordan Miller with her second three. Fourth of the game for the Cats. And a 10-point lead at 30-20. Haight brings it across midcourt. Goes from the right to the left. Brings it into the paint. Dishes it off. Schumacher, 13-footer, no good. And foul call. Looks like that'll be on Becker. And that's her fourth, trying to get out there and block the shot. And for Kaylee, we talked about coming into the third quarter how she needed to remain on the floor, and while she was out there, Axtell able to score some points. Now Schumacher, who's one of two at the line, heads there to shoot two, and the first one is up and in. Checking into the game, Gabby Nickel for Axtell, and for Kennesaw, Jennifer Peschick and Brielle Schneider. With 1:25 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw now on the way, and it is no good. Rebound yanked down by Prasoski. And for Carly, that'll be her eighth. Pass is going to get away. Wells tries to save it, but no, out of bounds it goes. And the sixth turnover of the quarter for Axtell, 16 in the game. And Kennesaw will inbound it in front of their own bench. Peschick to Schumacher off a couple of screens. She's open, drives in, and makes the layup. Well-executed out-of-bounds play. And Schumacher with 5 straight points. And a timeout going to be called by Kennesaw after the made bucket. 1:13 to go in the third quarter of play. It's Axtell 30, Kennesaw 23. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people. People you know, community people. People you know.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
People you know. Community people you know.
As always, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine folks who have helped sponsor the broadcast here tonight as we are nearing the end of the third quarter of our girls' game with the boys' game to follow here in Kennesaw. As the Blue Devils out of the timeout, slapping on all kinds of pressure on Axtell. Finally, Lundeen spins out of there, dribbles it across the timeline, weaves her way through the maze. Wells on the baseline, misses the short jumper. Backside rebound comes down to the Blue Devils, and that's Schumacher out of there. And Axtell traps her, and then a foul call. They had a triple team on her right before she crossed half court. And a foul going to be called on Lundeen. That'll be her second, and the team's third. 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kennesaw just trying to hang in there as they throw it into Peschick. Jennifer across the timeline against Wells. Gets it over to Schneider. Brielle back up top to Schumacher, and they'll call her for shuffling the feet. So the senior will toss the ball back to the official and get on defense as Lake and Haight will check in for Kennesaw, and Peschick will check out. 44 seconds remain here in the third quarter, 30-23 in favor of Axtell. On the pressure, they'll get the ball into Lundeen. Lundeen throws it over the top to Nickel. Gabby dumps it into the right-hand corner to Wells. And a travel going to be called in the farthest corner from where we are sitting. Axtell with their seventh turnover of this quarter. And back into the ball game, Catherine Sorensen for Axtell, 33 seconds remaining in the quarter as Schumacher trots it up to midcourt where she's met by Lundin. Swings it over the right side to Steiner. Riel back up top to Chasky, top of the key. Puts the ball on the floor, lanes open all the way to the rack and scores. Kelsey Chasky with her second bucket. The lead down to 5, 30-25. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Prasoski brings it across the timeline for Axtell. Spins with a 360 dribble at the top of the key. Swings it right side to Nickel. Up top, little stutter. Back to Nickel with four. Takes the jumper, no good. And the rebound brought down by Kelly Mack as time expires. So after being up by 11, the lead is now down to 5 for Axtell. The Wildcats 30, Kennesaw 25. You're listening to Tuesday Night High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 meat treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
We're ready to start the fourth quarter of play here on Classic Hits from Kennesaw, and the ball will belong to Axtell, leading the Lady Blue Devils by a score of 30-25. Axtell is pretty balanced. 6 points apiece from Jordan Miller on a couple of threes. Catherine Sorensen, who got them all in the first quarter, and Kaylee Becker, who had two of her three buckets in the third quarter for Kennesaw. 7 points for Lakin Haight, all in the first quarter. 6 for Amanda Schumacher, and 5 of those were in the third quarter. So let's get back to action here as the fourth quarter is underway. Overload on the right side for Axtell against the zone defense of Kennesaw. Into Becker, who's in there with four fouls. Gives it to Miller, drives to the high post. Leaves it off for Lundin. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound comes out strong. Lakin Haight has it. It's knocked away. She gets it back, and it will belong to Kennesaw. Chance to make it a one-possession game after being down by 11. Schneider, baseline, goes around one, goes around two, and draws the foul. The shot rolls off the rim, and she'll get two free throws. The foul will be on Jordan Miller. That'll be her first of the basketball game. And Brielle Schneider has not scored. I'm not sure she'd shot the ball until that moment. She'll get two free throws. And the first one for the freshman is off the front of the iron and no good. Second free throw coming up here for Schneider. Kennesaw definitely has a couple of freshmen, at least, that we've seen so far this season that are going to be pretty good players if they continue to improve. And we have seen Chasky, along with Schneider, do some good things. Second free throw, no good, and it will belong to Axtell. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter, a 5-point Wildcat lead, 30-25. Miller over the press, throws it into the hands of Lundin, attacks the right side, makes contact, and a foul going to be called on the Kennesaw Blue Devils. Brielle Schneider, her first. Fourth team foul. Team fouls are even at 4 apiece. Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane, go with the high-low screen, try to get Becker underneath. The ball's swatted away, but Becker grabs it and scores. Chasky got a hand on it, but the deflection ended up going right back to Kaylee Becker, and she now has 8 points to make it 32-25 Axtell. Mack with it at the top of the circle. Finds Chasky. Looking inside. Tough pass stolen away. Stepping in there is Laura Lundin to get the steal. Each team had 17 turnovers coming into the fourth quarter. Axtell 3 on the way. Miller, it's good. Jordan Miller hits the 3-point bucket, her third three of the contest. And just like that, the lead now back up to 10 with 5 points to start the fourth quarter. And a timeout going to be called by Kennesaw. 6:36 remains in our basketball game. This timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out. for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at a high school concession stand near you. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Santa wears Husker Red, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown car. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods, equipment, and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. On the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Classic.
After the Kennesaw timeout, they've got to find a way to get their offense going, and they'll throw it into midcourt to Kelsey Jaskey. Off a couple of picks, comes all the way in, and a charge is going to be called. Becker holding her ground, and that would have been her fifth had it went the other way. But Kelsey with her second, and the ball comes over to Axtell. They did what they wanted on the inbounds play. They got it to Kelsey, who had made a nice move earlier off the pick. This time, just too well covered. So full court pressure onto the backcourt now. Trouble timeout called by Axtell. And Axtell will have just one timeout remaining. 6:22 remaining in the contest. Getting in trouble against that Kennesaw press. So a timeout on the floor. We'll take it with him. 35-25 Axtell. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
35-25, Axtell leading Kennesaw with 6:22 to go in our ball game. Kennesaw, two timeouts remaining. Axtell has one, and Axtell throws it over the top to Prasoski and into the front court to Nickel to break the press. And then Gabby will slow it down. Back to Carly on the right. Elbow, hands it off to Lundeen. Head and shoulder fake, comes into the lane, puts the runner up. It rolls off, no good. Trying to get her own rebound. She does. She's tied up in the paint. And that is Peschick to tie her up, and that will give Kennesaw the basketball as they both grab the rebound. Kennesaw on the floor. Schumacher along with Mack, Haight, Dassinger, and Steiner, the original five, are out there for the first time in a long time for coach Jace Morgan. And they're going to need them if they're going to come back from 10 down with 6 minutes to go. Dassinger drives, left wing, comes down to the baseline, stutter dribble, puts it up, no good, a foul called, and Becker's in that area. It's either her or Prasoski, and it's Becker, and she has fouled out of this basketball game. The 5'10 senior, Kaylee Becker, has just picked up her fifth personal foul. She is going to leave us with 8 points and two rebounds. And 5:53 left in the basketball game. Catherine Sorensen will check in. So Anna Kring has been out with the ankle injury for the last couple of weeks. And now you lose your other big post player to fouls and Becker. And now it's up to Dassinger to knock down some free throws. And the first one is no good. Jordan had been 4-4, getting all four of those back in the second quarter. Second free throw is now on the way, and Jordan gets this one to go. So all five of her points from the free throw line. 35-26, Axtell, 5:45 to go in the game. They break the press. Prasoski attacks right side of the key. Oh, late, yeah, to say. Looked like she had part of her arm torn away, and the whistle finally did come in there. And some free throws coming up for Prasoski. So once again, as long as you get it right, that's all that matters. Fouls on Kelly Mack, her first. Prasoski at the line is 2 of 2, has 4 points. I've got her for 8 rebounds for Axtell. And the first free throw is on the way and through. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will have all the final stats for you. And then get you ready for the boys' game, which will tip off around 8 o'clock. Second free throw now is on the way, and it is clanking off the iron, no good. And Mack will get her 8th rebound for Kennesaw. 10-point lead again for Axtell. As Haight brings it across the timeline into the paint, has an opening, puts the runner up for 7, no good. Rebound in traffic, it's Dassinger again, and Jordan will be fouled and go back to the line to shoot 2. Foul is on Jordan Miller, her 2nd. You're listening to High School Hoops Tuesday Night Style on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, and Hartwell, along with PlatteRiverPreps.com, as the free throw is up and good. Dassinger keeping her team at least within shouting distance from the line. Second free throw on the way, and that's short. And the rebound is corralled by Laura Lundeen. That's 4 this half and 5 for the game. She weaves through traffic, has numbers, gets it to Sorensen underneath. Short jumper is going to hit the iron, no good. Mack got the rebound, tripped as she came out of there, but is able to shuffle it over to Schumacher, and Kennesaw saves the possession, passing her into the front court. Really some good passing on that possession. Axtell had some great defense on him. With it is going to be Haight. Right-hand corner, picks the dribble up, throws it up top to Mack, to Schumacher. Three-pointer up, and it sticks on the iron, no good. And a rebound brought down by Jordan Miller, and we're going to have an over-the-back foul called on Kennesaw. And it goes on Jordan Dassinger, and now she has fouled out of the basketball game. Sophomore finishes with 6 points on 6 of 8 shooting from the free throw line. She had 4 rebounds and fouls out with 4:59 to go. So along with Becker, each team now has somebody on the bench. It's a 1-1 for Jordan Miller. She's 0 of 1 at the line, has hit 3 threes for her 9 points. And the free throw's off the back of the rim, high in the air, and drops through. 10 points now for Miller. First player into double figures. 37-27, Axtell. 4:59 to go in the game. And next free throw is going to clank around and no good. And Mack will bring down the rebound, her 10th. For the Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils. Into the front court will be Haight. Swings it right side to Chasky. Now decides to dribble. Ball tipped away and picked up by Haight. Double dribble on Haight. And that will be the 19th turnover for Kennesaw. Coach Chase Morgan trying to get the ear of the officials, saying that ball was knocked out of her hand. But he's not going to get any satisfaction. So the inbounds pass comes to Nickel. And Nickel up the floor, makes the long lob to Miller, and Miller walks with the basketball. She turned around and saw her teammate Sorensen and was going to pass it to her, but at the same time, Kennesaw had a defender, which I think was Mack back there, and so she had already stopped their dribble and had no chance to do anything but to try and dribble it again in the double call. Here's Jasky to the high post. Swings it over to Schumacher, way out of the left wing. Back out between the circles to Kelsey. Chasky, hand on her is Gabby Nickel. 4:20 to go in the game, a 10-point Axtell lead, trying to get a shot to the left side. The ball goes off Schumacher and out of bounds. So Kennesaw again in one of those ruts. We've seen both teams in them where they just can't get shots away or turnovers. And now another turnover made. Mack with the steal down to Haight. She's fouled as she goes in for the shot by Laura Lundeen, her 3rd, and 2 free throws coming up for Lakin Haight, who had 7 points in the first quarter and hasn't been heard from offensively since, hasn't been to the line, hasn't scored. Brenna Schneider has been out of the game for a while. They've messed up her elbow on the sideline for Kennesaw. The free throw is no good by Haight. second free throw now. On the way, and it's too strong. Rebound brought down by Jordan Miller, and in the corner trying to steal the ball away. We've got a foul, and both teams are in the bonus. So it could come down to free throw shooting here. Axtell definitely is going to have to hit a few. And right now, as it stands, they are 6 of 13 at the line. The foul on Kelsey Jaski is her fourth, they say. And the free throw by Miller is short, no good. Rebound brought down by Kelly Mack. She's got a dozen of rebounds in the ballgame, but they need points. Kennesaw, 27 so far tonight. Jaski long three is on the way. It is no good. They're 1 of 9 from downtown. Wrestling on the floor, trying to get the rebound. Kelly Mack has it. And it looks like one of the girls got rolled up on. Going to give the ball to Kennesaw. Schumacher up with a little grimace on her face. Not exactly sure why they blew the play dead there, because they were fighting for the basketball down low. And, yeah, you don't want Schumacher to get hurt, but they're going to have to bring her out. She might have smacked her head on the floor and her back. She's going to have to come sit down for a while. But Kennesaw will inbound it. 37-27. Axtell with the lead. It was 30-25 at the end of this third quarter. Up top with it, Peschick. And a foul going to be called on Axtell. And check on Laura Lundeen. She has four. It's a 1-1 now for Jennifer Peschick, the senior. Looking for her first point of the basketball game. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. And the first free throw on the way here from Peschick. It is up and it is in. So Jennifer gets the bonus. Kearney Catholic 80, Overton 27 was the final in that girls' game tonight. The boys' game expected to be much closer, and that's on ESPN 1460. And Peschick hits them both as if it was no problem. And it's 37-29. Inbounds pass for Axtell against the pressure. They'll get it to Jordan Miller. Miller steps through. Long pass up to Sorensen, and two players go for it. And the first one there is Sorensen. About a half second, if that, behind her is Rochelle Steiner. She's calling for her second foul. And to the line to shoot a 1-1 is Sorensen. Again, she got off to a great start. There was a couple of very good passes to her for layups in the first quarter. Hasn't scored since the first quarter, where she got six. Free throw is no good, and the rebound brought down by Steiner. And Axtell better find a way to make some charity shots here. Haight comes into the paint, cut off by Prasoski, kicks it out Peschick for the three and knocks it in. Five in a row for Jennifer Peschick, and just like they've been doing all night long, Kennesaw falls down by double digits and then comes back. Lundeen to the other end, has her shot blocked by Steiner, and a jump ball is called. The arrow points the way of Axtell. Steiner held her ground and blocked that shot with a hard-charging Laura Lundeen. Axtell has the arrow, so they get it underneath their own hoop with Jordan Miller. Kicks it out of the wing to Lundeen. Again, Becker has fouled out, so Sorensen, their only true post presence. Prasoski brings it out between the circles. Axtell content to choose some clock. 3 minutes to go, 37-32 Axtell. Holding the ball is going to be Nickel. Lobs it inside. Jump ball. And this time it's Kennesaw's as Mack came in to tie up Prusoski. And Axtell with their 20th turnover. 2:54 remains in our ball game. 37-32. Axtell with the lead. Kennesaw scored five in a row. And they've got the ball. On the floor is Brielle Schneider. Tries to get it inside. Deflect it back to her. Schneider puts the ball on the floor, dribbles in, and a reach-in foul called. She'll go to the line and shoot a 1-1. It's going to be on Jordan Miller. And for Jordan, that'll be her third. The team fouls are even at 9 apiece. So this last quarter has taken quite a while because we've had a lot of fouls called, a lot of trips to the line. And Brielle Schneider will head to the line right here. She's 0 of 2, and that was earlier in the quarter. And the free throw is no good. She'll have a second one. I think I miswrote that. Schneider's first trip to the line. Second free throw is on the way. And yeah, that one's good. So Schneider hits 1 of 2. And it's 37-33. And 2:36 left here in a backcourt foul called on Kennesaw. That's the one thing. Now you don't want to commit those backcourt fouls with this much time left because it's two free throws the rest of the way. And Schneider commits the foul, but the way this game is going, it's been quick momentum back and forth, and Kennesaw had it by pressuring Axtell's ball handlers. And Laura Lundeen, 2 of 4 at the line, goes to the free throw line to shoot 2. The lead down to 4, and now it's 5 as that one crawls over the front of the rim and in for her 6th point. 38-33 Cats. 2:35 remains in the ball game. Timeout situation. Axtell has 1, Kennesaw 2. The second free throw also bounces around and in. Lundeen will come out. Kit Wells will check in. 39-33 Axtell. Kennesaw basketball. They've got Schneider and Peschick, along with Steiner, Mack, and Haight on the floor. Still have a Schumacher, their number one ball handler, over on the bench. She smacked her head. She's got an ice pack on her head. I think her back's a little sore, too, after fighting for a loose ball. Peschick, ball fake 3, up top to Haight for 3. In and out off the glass, and it wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, back up and in, though. Rochelle Steiner stepping up huge and getting the bucket. And it's 39-35, 2:10 to go. Kennesaw had hardly any offensive rebounds. Got one there. Brzoski up the floor. Oh, a whistle from midcourt. A jump ball. Axtell thought there was a foul, but a jump ball called. It is still Axtell ball. A lot of time left. 2:03 remaining. Wells out. Lundeen in. And Axtell to throw it in. Of course, Lundeen with those 4 fouls. Coach Cooksley wants her in on offense, maybe sitting on defense. Miller to throw it in. Right in the paint to Brzoski, who's fouled by most of the Kennesaw ball club. But they do it well enough that that ball wasn't going in, and Kelly Mack will be charged with her 2nd foul. And Prasoski will go to the line. She's 3 of 4, has 5 points, 8 boards. And 2 free throws here for Prasoski. The junior puts it up and in, nothing but net. 40-35. This will be the 10th free throw of the quarter for Axtell. So far they're 5 of 9. And in the game, that's 9 of 18. Wells re-enters here for Axtell. And the 2nd free throw now coming up for Prasoski. Chance to take it out to a 6-point lead again. But that one is short, and the rebound kicks out wide into the hands of Schneider, who has her first of the game, 40-35, Axtell. Each team has scored 10 points here in the quarter. Checking in for Kennesaw, Bridget Gallagher, for the first time in the game. It goes right through her hands, and then she commits the foul. And we'll go to the other end and shoot 2. At the line will be Gabby Nickel. First free throw is on the way, and it is off the front of the iron, no good. And now Lakin Haight will check back in the ball game. And checking out will be Rochelle Steiner. 1:50 remains here in our 4th quarter. 2nd free throw by Nickel. That one's too strong. And the rebound again, Kelly Mack continues to rack him up. Into the front court comes the Kennesaw Blue Devils, but they need a bucket. Peschick from 15. It's short. Rebound is going to be Max, but she's standing on the baseline, and it's out of bounds to Axtell. Back in Lundeen. Back out Wells. Offensive-defensive switch here for Coach Cooksley, whose team's looking to go to 4-3. Down to a minute 39. Kennesaw running out of time. Axtell ball into Lundeen. Puts the ball to the floor. Left-hand dribble. Over the top of the double team finds Gabby Nickel. Nickel takes it over to the left wing. Stops and gets it back out to Prasoski. Coach Cooksley said, spread the floor. We want them to foul us. Let's not shoot. But right now, ball dribbled off and a double dribble called. As Prasoski tried to turn and find Lundeen, it went off her foot. And the turnover is the 4th of the quarter for Axtell. Back at the ball game for Kennesaw is Rochelle Steiner. Her and Mack on the post. You've got Haight and Peschick out there along with Brielle Schneider. But Schumacher still over on the bench. They really are missing her. Haight, 18-footer in the corner, too strong. Rebound, Kelly Mack. Ball is deflected. Run down there by Haight. Nobody covers her. She missed the layup going down the right side. And the rebound brought down by Jordan Miller. Golden opportunity. Missed there for Kennesaw to make it a three-point game. And now we're down to 50 seconds to go. And a foul going to be called on Kennesaw and Lakin Haight. But Kennesaw has got as close as four, has had opportunities to be closer, and hasn't been able to convert. And back to the line is Jordan Miller, one of four so far this evening. Gets two, and the first one good. 41-35 Axtell, 50 seconds to go. And the second free throw on the way, and it is good. That'll make it 42-35. Up the floor quickly with it will be Schneider. And a timeout going to be called by Kennesaw. They'll have only one remaining. 47 seconds to go in the basketball game. Axtell 42, Kennesaw 35. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Santa wears Huskerette, and so can you, along with a lot of other team colors from the new TM Sporting Goods downtown Kearney. Santa and you might also consider Under Armour for those crisp outdoor jaunts. See Steve and Tino for all sorts of sporting goods equipment and accessories for every sport.
And the know-how to help you buy it right.
Holiday hours till 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday till 8, Saturday 9:30 to 5:30, Sunday 12:30 to 4:30. Down the bricks at 2217 Central. Like them on Facebook for holiday specials at TM Sporting Goods. And for stocking stuffers, get tickets to the Heartland Hoops Classic.
And welcome back to Kennesaw. Again, I want to thank Athletic Director Craig Schnitzler and the crew here for their hospitality. First game is almost in the books. Axtell has had to hold on here against Kennesaw, leading it 42-35 with 47 seconds to go. Kennesaw does have the ball, and they're going to have to score on this possession, obviously. With one timeout remaining, Mack to throw it in on the side. Dumps it into the corner to Haight. Haight off a couple of screens. It was supposed to be a pick and roll. Nobody rolled, and the pass goes out of bounds. Turnover number 21 for the Blue Devils. And Axtell to throw it in again. Pressure in the backcourt here by Kennesaw. Nobody covers Brzoski. Brzoski takes up on the floor, and we get a whistle for a foul. That ball was almost knocked out of bounds. Mack called for her third foul. Brzoski to the line. 42-35. And Brielle Schneider, the freshman, going to run over and talk to Coach Morgan, whose team is going to drop to 2-5, it looks like, heading into the holiday tournament. Brzoski's free throw is no good. Axtell has definitely not tore up the free throws so far. Now Peschek comes down to talk to Coach Morgan. Second free throw for Brzoski. Kennesaw right now kind of in a spot they're going to have to shoot threes. This free throw is good. So Carly Brzoski with 7 points. 43-35 is the lead. Up the floor, off the screen, all the way Schneider. Wraparound pass, open shot, Haight. Won't go from 10. Ball on the floor, we get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Kennesaw. So they'll get another opportunity with 27 seconds to go. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Kennesaw, Axtell. Peschek to throw it in. Looking in the corner, nothing there. Has to throw it out top to Mack. Kelly hands it off for a three-point bucket. That is off the iron, off the glass by Haight. It is no good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Schneider. Trying to get it into the corner to Steiner. It's tipped out of bounds, and Axtell's fine with this because the clock just continues to run with no points being scored. 17 seconds left. Peschek, inbounds pass deflected and stolen away, and a foul by Kennesaw to stop the clock, but that should be the final foul. This ball game's over. 14 seconds remaining. Axtell 43 and Kennesaw 35. Chance to add a couple of more points for Gabby Nickel, who missed two free throws earlier. And Coach Cooksley gets his girls off the free throw line here so that there won't be any potential fouls. And Kennesaw will watch Nichols shoot two free throws. First one for Gabby is on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Second free throw, as Kennesaw is the only one in the front court. On the way, and that one is good. So Nichol able to hit one of two. 44-35. Last attempt coming up here for Kennesaw. Brielle Schneider takes it down the lane, drives, scoops it up, and scores. And Axtell gets the ball in and watches the clock run out. And that'll be your final score. The Axtell Wildcats, 44. The Kennesaw Blue Devils, 37. We'll be back with the Nisko Sports postgame show in a minute on Classic Hits.
Adams County Bank meets your personal and business needs. Experienced Adams County Bank employees provide excellent customer service and know customers by name. The Adams County Bank supports local organizations, making a difference in the lives of people living here. Decisions are made quickly and by people living in the communities Adams County Bank serves. Large enough to serve your personal and business needs, yet small enough to know you. Let the Adams County Bank show you what they have to offer. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Kennesaw, where it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas from their worldwide headquarters in Ord, but taking care of all the schools throughout central Nebraska and the entire state as well. You'll be better equipped for the games you play with gear from Misco Sports. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the basketball game, starting with Kennesaw. Brenna Schneider, I had for three rebounds. Jennifer Peschick, 5 points, all in the fourth quarter of play. Amanda Schumacher got knocked out there in the fourth quarter, ended up with 6 points and three rebounds. Lakin Haight had all 7 of her points in the first quarter. She had 3 rebounds. Jordan Dassinger fouled out with 5 minutes to go in the game. 6 points, all from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, and a blocked shot. Brielle Schneider, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Kelly Mack, 2 points and a game-high 13 rebounds. Kelsey Jaschke had 4 points and 4 rebounds. Rochelle Steiner had 4 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 block shots. 17 rebounds in the first half, 21 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 8 in the first half, 6 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, 1 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers for Kennesaw, 13 in the first half and 9 in the second half. The Blue Devils had 16 points at halftime. They scored 21 in the second half, and Kennesaw finishes with 37 points, 38 rebounds, 13 out of 20 at the free throw line, 2 of 12 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 22 turnovers. The Kennesaw Lady Blue Devils fall to 2-5 and will play on Friday, December the 28th, in the opening round of the Lawrence Nelson Holiday Tournament. We'll take a break and look at the final numbers for the Axtell Lady Wildcats right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozad, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
Continuing on the Nabisco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers for the Axtell Lady Wildcats. One rebound tonight for Kit Wells. Laura Lundeen had 7 points and 5 rebounds. She also had a blocked shot. Gabby Nickel, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Jordan Miller led the way tonight for Axtell. 12 points. She hit 3 threes. She had 8 rebounds, tied for the team high with Carly Prasoski, who had 7 points and 8 rebounds. Catherine Sorensen, 6 points all in the first quarter, 1 rebound. And Kaylee Baker, who was blanketed with some foul trouble tonight, fouled out with nearly 6 minutes to go in the game, 8 points, 2 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 15 of the second half for Axtell. Free throw shooting, 4 of 7 in the first half, and 9 of 20 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, and 11 in the second half of play. Axtell had 21 points at halftime, 23 points in the second half, and the Lady Wildcats, 44 points, 27 rebounds, 13 out of 27 at the free throw line, 5 of 11 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 21 turnovers. And Axtell now improves to 4-3 on the season. They won their first two. They've won their last two. They're now 4-3 and will take on Spalding Academy in the first round of the holiday tournament at their gymnasium coming up next Thursday, December the 27th. The girls will play at 4 and the boys will play at 5:30. Blue Hill and Eustis Farnham, the other two teams that are in the Axtell holiday tournament. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of our athletes in schools throughout the state of Nebraska and throughout central Nebraska for decades. Stop by and see them when you're in Ord or contact them for any gear that you may need at Misco Sports. We'll take about a 15-minute break. Tip-off for the boys' game will be at about 8:15 as undefeated Kennesaw takes on 3-3 Axtell. Again, the final score in our girls' game, Axtell 44, Kennesaw 37. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Don't forget basketball currently airing on ESPN 1460. The boys' game as Kearney Catholic taking on Overton. Earlier tonight, the girls' game, 80-27, Kearney Catholic beating Overton. Boys' game underway right now on ESPN 1460. As I said, we'll take a break. Be back with you in about 15 minutes here in Kennesaw.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.